What's happening?
Nothing you could say could tear me away from my guy. Nothing you could do, cause I'm stuck like glue to my guy. I'm sticking to my guy like a stamp to a letter, like birds of a feather we stick together. I'm telling you from the start, I can't be torn apart from my guy. Her guy.
Whoops. Sorry, that's my phone. Sorry about that.
That was actually like, that, now we've added an extra thing to the 3-2.
Yeah, that's the record noise.
That this is, that you are now recording. It's like the beginning of Nerdist.
All right, you're listening to League Podcast episode 294. I'm Matt Durson.
I'm Chris Hardwick.
You're Chris Hardwick. Oh.
No, I'm not. I'm Clay Farrell.
That would be great.
That would be great. We'd have a lot of listeners.
I know. He would, like, he'd probably do it. He's a nerd, you know?
Yeah. They'd probably send us a check, too. But
yeah.
But we just do this for poops and giggles, as the thing said in this most recent.
That's right. Did you read that? Poops.
For poops and giggles. I almost said episode. I always say episode of the comics.
Instead of issue?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Because we're on the podcast.
We're on a podcast. Maybe we should do issues of the podcast.
Yeah, maybe we should.
This podcast has some issues. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, we're saying off air.
Yeah.
Almost all podcasts have issues.
Podcasts have issues. Welcome. It's been a few weeks. So we took a holiday.
Celebrate. How was your yearly trip away?
It was very well. Just a few days in Burlington, Vermont.
Nice.
It's funny because everybody says, oh, Mass? Like, why would I go to Burlington, Mass?
You're like, what's Burlington? Oh, yeah? Let me see the coat.
How's that mall? Yeah, right. Let me see the coat. No, it's Burlington, Vermont. It's lovely. It is freezing, though. Dress warm if you go. But it's a lovely place. It's so much more low-key, like, especially around New Year's. I don't really like Boston on New Year's. No, no offense. I mean, I've had some great ones. But it's nice to go up there. It's very chill. I mean, we ate at this restaurant, it was just like any other Saturday night, really. Like, I mean, you go in, you put your name in, and you wait, you wait a while. But, it wasn't that bad, Of course, that was, there were people coming in as we were leaving at, 9 or or so, and they're like, "What? What do you mean 2-hour wait?" It's like, "Well, yeah,
right."
We went in like
it's New Year's. 30. You should probably make a reservation. Like, not you, those people.
No, I know. Like, we went in. We put our name in at 5:30. I said,
right.
If we
that's
put our name in at 5:30, I bet by 7:30 we'll be eating, and that's exactly what happened because you're gonna wait. But so we put our name in. And we walked around a little while and then came back. I mean, it was totally cool.
Very well.
But so whatever. It's so much more chill up there. Everybody's so nice. It's great. I like Burlington, but it's cold. So there's that.
Speaking of cold and layers, I went to see my girlfriend Stacy on New Year's do a burlesque show. She's taking off clothes.
Oh my!
Yeah.
So no layers.
No layers. But that was fun. She's part of the Boston Beauties burlesque troupe. And
so, as in tease?
Yeah, like tease.
Yes, that's interesting.
And I don't usually do, anything on New Year's. I don't drink, so I don't do that. So I just stay in. I've gone to, as a sober guy, I've gone to, a couple New Year's parties with my friends and whatever. Just been like, hey, yeah, cool. But I'm always.
We went to a concert that you invited Christine and I out.
Oh, wait, what did we see?
I don't remember. It was someone at the Paradise, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was fun. That was Lucero, I think. Right.
I'm really bad at.
Yeah, I was and my friends were playing that night too. But yeah, so for me, that's almost like maybe sometimes I might have a work commitment because I work in the music industry. But other than that, I don't usually do much. But the main part of the story is that I had an excuse to go out. I got to support my girl, do this thing. It was a cool show, and then I was home by, 1 a.m. It was great.
Yeah, I mean, I was pretty much asleep by, 12:15. I mean, it was nice. Got us out partying.
Yeah.
But, whatever. It was, I was out. I saw the midnight thing. There were some fireworks up in Burlington.
Oh, so. Cool. Right on.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's it. And, Christmas was good. We did the fam. How about you? Good Christmas?
Good, yeah. Good times. Good. Little regular Christmas stuff.
Very well.
Yeah. I'm trying to think, it did the Boston's played, so I was working for those guys for a few days.
Oh, cool.
That's usually falls right between Christmas and New Year's for me anyways. So yeah. I spend all this money on Christmas presents and then I make it up in 3 days right after Christmas. Nice. Usually. Yeah. It works out. I like deals like that.
You like deals?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's cool. I don't make up that money for a while but I don't really buy people Christmas presents.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, but you know what? You know what I took full advantage of for the first time in years because I have a new day job is I actually had pretty much 2 weeks off of my day job, and it was paid vacation and I was just home and it was awesome.
You never have time off.
I never do. And then, I think that's the only time of year that I would get a big chunk of time off, but it was awesome.
Yeah, no, me too. I get the week between Christmas and New Year's off.
That's awesome.
And this year, because New Year's Eve is on the Sunday.
Right.
The Monday was also New Year's Day observed.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Yeah.
A short week and everything.
Whatever it was. Anyway, we had Monday off too, so.
Nice.
So, I get that every year, so I feel kind of bad, but, complaining about you poor working stiffs.
Yeah, no, I'm in the, one percenter class with you now. I get
that. All right, there you go.
we're pouring oil down on, hot oil on people.
That's right. It goes fast, though. I'll say that.
I know. Yeah,
I'm not complaining about having a paid week off, but it goes fast, man.
The nature of my job too is kind of there's always more stuff to do, no matter if you're at work or not. So the first couple days coming back are oh man, you're just swamped.
Catching up, yeah. Well, yeah, but I'm not complaining.
No, we're up on the top of the.
Yeah,
we're up at the top of the what do you call that? Warren Towers, pouring hot oil on the poor stiffs that have to go to work.
That's right.
Drinking
very
tea.
Well. All right,
we could find better things to do with our time with our day off than.
I know. I probably should. Well, it's funny because I do All right, I'll get into the whole thing. So my brother comes up with his family on. This year it was on Tuesday, so it's a couple days after Christmas.
Yeah.
Molly's comes up, and then we exchange presents then. So I go down to Abington, I hang out with my brother and my parents and everything, his kids and wife and whatever. So I stay a night there, so Tuesday into Wednesday, and then I came back, and I had Thursday off, and then Friday we went to Vermont. So it's not a lot of time. Not to complain, but as far as just sitting around doing nothing time, I had one day out of 11. You know what I mean? It's kind of weird. And I know. I'm not complaining.
No. And the one thing I think of, too, which is we'll talk about comics eventually, but...
Yeah, we'll get there.
You and I and, Stacy has a car, but Rachel doesn't have a car, right?
No.
Nobody... Okay, we don't have cars, basically.
Yeah.
So, something like going 20 minutes away to where... our parents live.
It's an hour and a half.
To get there. But if we had a car, then it wouldn't take up as much of that time where you'd spend alone because you would just be able to come home and sleep in your own bed. Right. And so it's going back to Abington, which really isn't that far away, and nobody's complaining about going home to visit our family. But it takes a lot of time just for the sheer fact that we don't have cars.
Yeah, it's a thing. Like, I take the commuter rail now. I don't know how you...
I do too, and I just found out you can buy tickets on the app.
Yeah,
no idea.
It's awesome, isn't it?
I did that for the first time, because I've actually missed, like, two times ago.
Oh, John's here.
What's that?
John just sent me a thing, says, let me on.
Let me on.
Can you,
Well, let's see.
I don't know if I'm able to do that, because okay. My Chromebook.
I'll do that. Add a marker. Can you add him?
Hey. All right, you fucked.
Merge protons.
What?
Merge protons.
Merge.
Is that what he says?
I don't know.
Oh, Rodimus has a few screws loose.
Oh, yes. All right, well, how are you, you little son of a gun?
You old so-and-so, I'm great. Not,
so
I'm not don't blow it anymore.
Your actual home phone.
Yeah, sorry, I didn't text back.
Yeah, I know. I was like, what is wrong with that guy?
Yeah.
Not responding. And I was like, that's not his.
Yeah,
I got a new phone, and like I can't just. I'm sure everybody else does. I always just keep responding to the same texts.
You know
what I mean? Like I just go to John Hunt, and we have like 100 text messages in there, and I just reply to it.
Yeah.
Instead of typing, you know, like looking you up and.
Yeah. Well, that's bullshit. I mean, I'll do it to a point, and then after a while, I'm like, I got like 4,000 texts. There's just no need for all this. I'll delete it.
Yeah, eventually you got to delete them, but...
Because I'm like, how many dick pics is Durson going to send me here before Jen?
Well, you know, I mean, there's different angles. And...
Good, all the angles.
Got to get into the iCloud, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, no, I don't do that. I got a Pixel. I'm all about the Google now.
But it doesn't carry over your old text messages into the new...
No, because it was a completely new phone, and I mean, went from...
That's not how iCloud rolls, dog.
All right.
You might want to reconsider now, huh?
No, I don't. I love
throw
my
that in the recycling bin and go get an iPhone 7.
No, I'm not going to do that. I'll get to something that I want to throw in the recycling bin in a few minutes, but do we want to talk? John, how was your Christmas?
It was fine.
All right.
Happy New Year.
Events, you know, because it was Christmas here, and then Christmas over at Mom's with Carolyn and Christine. And
oh, Carolyn did come. That's nice.
Yeah, and then we all got to go to the cancer doctor a couple days later, so that was a good time. And so there. That's how
well, I hope
everything is good.
Everything's okay.
Mom starts radiation treatments on Friday the 13th.
Oh, jeez.
Rated R.
Rated R.
Well, I'm sorry to hear about that, but I'm...
But the good thing about radiation treatments is it should take care of everything if they missed anything or pretty much prevent anything from coming back. And the other thing is that she can go to South Weymouth at the South Shore Hospital, and the appointment altogether is only a half an hour. It's like 20 minutes to check in and check out, and the actual radiation treatment itself is only 10 minutes. And I don't have to drive her because it's not going to kill her. So I don't have to go over there for 7 or 8 weeks every single fucking day to drive her. So that's...
Wow, I mean, look at that. Medical science.
Shout out to your mom. She's a strong, nice lady. She's the best.
I know. I love your mom. I remember sitting next to her seeing the Muppets.
Oh, that was such a good Thanksgiving, wasn't it?
It was like we were on a date. It was great.
Really, guys. We had...
It was shared popcorn
here, and I had everyone over for the first time, and then we went to see the Muppets. It was like being fucking 10 again.
Yeah, it was awesome. You
know? The whole gang, mom, Jen's mom. You know?
Nice.
It was fun. It was like 8 of us.
Yeah,
8 is enough, they say.
8 is enough. Did you get any cool models or anything or cool?
Oh yeah, man. I'm gonna have to. I had to post my AT-AT that I just finished.
Oh, yeah.
What? You got an AT-AT?
Yep. Well, actually, I bought that for myself. That was my present to myself for being a good boy.
Oh.
But I got a Yamato that I'm in the process of building.
Nice.
And a bunch of shit. I got a bunch of model stuff and like all sorts of gift certificates. And since I haven't had a car for like 2 weeks... I just keep using all these gift certificates and buying stuff. So this mailman every day must be like, what the fuck is going on in that place?
Hey, they're looking
just
at
pull
jobs.
Up to the mailbox and drop it off. I got to get out, walk up with 3 boxes in my hand. And so.
Hey, these guys are looking at jobs.
Yeah,
shut up, mailman.
Yeah. You didn't even show up yesterday.
I don't even know your mail.
I thought nor rain, nor sleet, nor snow right. would stop the mail. Well, that's bullshit.
It doesn't stop Amazon Prime van, mysterious white van deliveries.
It They're did stop
7 days a week, those guys.
I get that shit on Sunday.
Yeah, I do too, which I'm supposed to be getting something today. What? Which isn't like anything. It's just fucking special masking tape for a painting, but...
special masking tape.
It's from the Tamiya brand, which is way better than any of the brand you could get fucking Home Depot and shit. Just saying.
Damn.
But right.
They show up yesterday and they said we couldn't get to your front door, and I was like, that's because you didn't drive up to my house. You could have gotten to the front door if that was the case. It was it.
You had it all shoveled and everything, especially for them, and they didn't.
Just for them, I was like, I want my fucking tape. How am I gonna mask off and paint this Imperial shuttle?
Without you got an Imperial shuttle too.
Yeah.
Like the old school one?
Yeah, the Tidarium.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I'll see, again, I don't like to post a lot of pictures on my Facebook page because then I don't want everyone to bug me about, like, why are you building models and not doing work? Are we recording this?
Yes, yes.
Oh, okay, well, just delete that part.
Pretend John does work. Come on, he's just lying.
Every day.
Right?
Working. Everybody's working for
you're probably working right now sometimes. Usually on the podcast you work.
Usually I do work, but since I was out snow blowing and then I ran to the store to buy groceries before Jen went to work because I don't have she's using my car while hers is getting fixed. It's like I gotta do all this shit while she's around. So I just hopped on, so I'm not working yet.
Hop it on.
See, like I like this. This is here we're three guys without a car. Clay and I were just talking about this a little bit.
Really?
Easy. Short story long was that it takes us, since we don't have cars, to get back to the South Shore to visit our families, like a whole day thing. But we wouldn't think of it mentally as like a whole day thing if we had cars. We would just zip down, zip back, zip up, zip over here, zip over to see John, go to Home Depot, zip over here, zip that way.
I don't know how people, well, I mean, I get why you guys don't need cars because you live in the city.
Right.
I don't understand how people that don't, how they do it.
I don't either. Because
I have been without a car for almost 2 weeks, like give or take the odd day where Jen has actually had off that I can do stuff. And
but you don't leave the house anyway, don't rent, right?
I know, but since I've got the sleep apnea thing under control, I have like more energy and I'm feeling like leaving more often. So yeah, and just sometimes you want to go to the store and pick up something like razor blades or something.
So now you're not just ordering pizza to get soda.
You're like elaborately ordering
now,
this or that.
Now I'm ordering pizza just to have some sort of human interaction because I can't leave the house.
You're like, hey, you want to come in?
Yeah, do you like Hawaiian?
I saw my pizza guy at the grocery store last week.
Oh, really?
These guys have.
Want to play with some models? We got some cool models.
Yeah, I was like, come on over, let's hang out. I don't have any friends.
Well, I'm glad that. Anyway, I'm glad everyone's doing well.
Very well.
Yes.
So let's get into this. We haven't really talked about anything other than our holidays and not having cars. But Clay wanted to talk about the new G.I. Joe, which he's the only one who knows anything about this, apparently.
I'm the only one that even knows it exists. The art, not what I expected. Uh-oh. The story... not what I expected. It's almost anime. And I mean this in the highest compliment to you, but not a big compliment to the G.I. Joe team. Like, Robin Hood, Outlaw of the 21st Century could, like, exist in this world. Because, like, the art is almost similar to your artist there, for at least for the first issue there.
Mark V?
Yeah. And, And it's cool, but it's not what I expected. It's not like Fred Van Lente writing it. It seems like they're skewing like way young with like the demographic. I feel like they're going after like an anime crowd. And Transformers exist in this reality.
Oh, okay. So is this like what is this like?
It's called G.I. Joe.
Different from the other IDW G.I. Joes? Or?
Can you explain how many G.I. Joe comics there are currently? And do they all exist in the same continuity?
Good question.
Thank you.
The first answer is that Larry Hama's Real American Hero that we grew up with is still going on.
That's the continuation of the old Marvel series.
Right. Yes,
which is great. Yeah. I mean, like it's not always awesome, but it's pretty decent. I like reading it. And then remember when they had like the G.I. Joe Cobra stuff and with Chuckles and all that? That was like a whole like season of a reboot of G.I. Joe.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Fred Van Lente came on, and he had another season of G.I. Joe. And then they got some hotshot, like, novel writer. I forget what her name was, but she did a season of G.I. Joe, and then it just went away. And so this is the newest version season of G.I. Joe.
And how many issues does a season take?
Well, it depends, because if it's they haven't really done a great job of like keeping people interested in buying enough books. But this way, they're calling it, the masthead is like G.I. Joe : the crown jewel of the Hasbro universe.
What?
Yeah, and the way they're marketing it is all weird, because in the back they say, you know, they show ROM, G.I. Joe, Mask, Optimus Prime, Transformers, Micronauts.
Wait, Mask, too?
Yeah, they have a Mask comic now.
Yeah.
But Matt Tracker's black.
What? Matt Tracker looks like me.
Not anymore, he's black.
And do you know who also...
Looks like you doing Luke Cage.
You know who also is black, but a female? Is Doc. And she's really? Like a young girl.
Russell Burns.
Yeah, they recast. I don't care when.
What about Lifta? Oh. Is he still Asian?
Sulu, or what was his name? Chris Sato or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Bruce. Bruce Sato.
Bruce Sato.
Listen, no one knows about Mask except for you guys. So
I know. We completely turned this conversation from G.I. Joe to Mask.
Nobody ever knows anything about Mask.
I didn't like the art on that. I almost picked it up.
What was
it? It's the same thing. It looks like it's for little kids or anime fans or whatever.
I don't understand why you would market a Mask comic to little kids when there aren't any Mask toys, right?
No, I don't think so. And like the only people who'd even know it are people our age.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And even that,
he's still driving an awesome little Camaro like I had, though. That was why I bought the Camaro, because I was like, I look like Matt Tracker, I might as well drive one. Get a fucking IROC.
I want to get okay. I mean, when you're done, Clay, are you still?
Well, I just want to say that this I'm not feeling this, and that at the end of the issue, they're like, "Oh, the Dreadnoughts are here," which is okay, fine, whatever. New like super extreme like tattooed Dreadnoughts. They look like they're Sons of Anarchy or something. And I'm just so not feeling it. And I think that Transformers exist in this same world, which is not something I agree with.
But that technically would happen in Marvel back in the day. They
yeah, but that wasn't canon. It wasn't canon. That was its own.
It was because Megatron was dead in it, wasn't he?
Yeah.
But only for that limited series. Larry Hama didn't write those.
Yeah, but that was. But then Transformers existed in the G.I. Joe comic. Remember, when Megatron came back as a tank.
Oh, that's right. I do remember that. I had stopped buying it by then.
But remember that. That was
silly. I mean, well, yeah, and then they blew up Bumblebee, and then he became Goldbug.
Yeah, and that's who you'll be.
Goldbug.
Do you read ROM? No, I'm asking. Do you read ROM?
No, I don't read ROM.
Okay.
I tried to read ROM and just was just didn't.
I know about it so Chris much. Ryell was big on getting ROM, and at one point he said to me, "Shogun Warriors."
Oh,
like a long time ago, like when I used to do work for them.
A long time.
Long time.
Well, I want to bring this. I want to say something. I want to bring this back to Marvel for a second, because I've been reading a few of their new books. They have a whole bunch. Everything now is number one. They have all these fucking.
We're number one.
And also, I think. Preface that with their. I think they're doing like the idea is they're gonna do Hasbro movie universe. That's supposed to be like a thing that IDW Productions is gonna make.
Okay.
Like,
yeah.
So G.I. Joe, Mask, Transformers are gonna be like in their own rebooted universe. It's all
interconnected. Like the MCU of
yes. So go on. Go on.
Well, whatever. I can't wait. But my thing is, like, yeah, a lot of these new comics that I'm reading and not really enjoying, telling you right now, like, I feel like they are definitely marketed towards that same demographic. And I'm like, how many of these people are reading comics? Like, aren't most of them, when you go to a store, which I know, John, you don't really do, but like, well, it's, I don't see too many, I mean, I guess there are kids, but they're mostly playing like Magic or whatever, you know what I mean? I don't see them buying books off of
that. It's like the movies and the toys, and really, that's, comic publishers are essentially R&D departments for the movies.
It seems like, yeah, nobody's going in and every month buying, like, kids aren't every month taking books off the rack, I don't, you know, or off the shelf. Like, oh, I can't wait. Like,
I mean, genuinely, I believe Chris Ryle cares about ROM like I care about G.I. Joe or something like that. Like, genuinely. But I don't believe that, like, the licensed properties all lining up to be some big super universe or people even caring about masks that weren't, like, people like us. I just don't think that they can reintroduce those new toys. I don't think they can do it.
Well, that's agreed. What I'm, yeah, I mean, I think you got to play to, like, the actual audience, not try to get new people all the time, like...
Well, I think you need to do both.
Well, yeah, but you can't alienate the actual fans. Well, I mean, I suppose you can, but, like... I don't want them to, but, I mean, so I read The Unstoppable Wasp this week, which I don't know why. I think it's because...
So why did you read that?
I'm just kidding. Had like a deal where any Marvel comic was like 10% off or something.
Oh,
like
that. Nice. Very well.
So I was like, all right, I'll buy your stupid Wasp comic. It was really bad.
That's how you feel about that. All right, we know.
Yeah.
I'll buy your stupid Wasp comic.
It's stupid. Like, it was just bad.
Did it make you feel like
it was written by a 12-year-old. Never mind for 12-year-old.
Did it remind you of the movie Ant-Man at all? Or did it have
anything? Not at all. But it has, so it was like, John will remember, like, when I wrote it, I wanted to write an issue of Secret Monkey all by myself. And it was just joke, you know, like, there was no pacing, there was no, like, the story didn't do anything or go anywhere. It was just joke, you know, like.
I said, that's it, no more.
We cut it down to, like, an 8-page story.
All right, yeah.
And it worked. But it's a 22-page story. It was like, whoa. Like, and this was the same thing. It was like, blah, 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 blah. Like, this girl talking, and, like, she's not one of these teenage superheroes. She's not the Wasp that we know from back in the day. She's new young Wasp. She's like Hank Pym's daughter from his first marriage way back in the day.
Who was that married to?
Some woman named Maria. She was actually in the West Coast Avengers at one point, but, like, she had some kind of thing where, like, they grew her head and she had this enormous brain. Not even, like, the leader enormous brain. Like, as big as a house kind of brain. It was the weirdest thing. But anyway, they had talked about her before. But, so whatever. I mean, now they say Hank Pym is dead. I don't know.
It's again?
I think. I don't know how many times he's died. I don't remember. I'm sure he'll be back. Because for a little while, he was the Wasp, right?
I get. Yeah, I think.
I don't know. It's just stupid.
Is Iron Man dead? I'm just like,
what?
Sorry, is Iron Man dead?
No, but he is badly wounded. That came out. I will talk about that in a minute, because that's the comic book I wanted to throw in the recycling bin.
Oh.
That's Civil War 2, number 8. But anyway, well, I guess I'll get to that right now, because I'm done with the Wasp. I'm done with you.
Yeah.
Come
on, do it.
So yeah, Civil War 2, number... So we finally
do
found
it now,
out...
I'm here.
Come on, kill me! So, like, Tony's... they've been saying, like, oh, Tony Stark... Oh, after Civil War... And they never really said what happened to him. So I was like, oh, what happened? And I guess I'd assumed he would just, it was one of those things where he was just like, oh no, and he would just sort of like walk away, you know, kind of like. But no, like, he was badly wounded by Captain Marvel, and that was the whole issue. It was so dumb. Like, this thing has been going on for months. It's been...
Like how Rhodey was injured in the end of Civil War.
Yeah, I mean, like, he's now they're saying, and so, like, they were there, and the Beast was there, and he's like, I don't know what Tony Stark, he's been, like, experimenting on his body, and I don't even want to touch it.
But he's not touching kind of, like, his own body.
Yeah, so, experimenting.
Discovering things.
They never said anything else about it. They never said, like, what he's doing. I assume it has something to do with, you know, armor stuff and whatever.
Armor.
But they didn't say, they just said, yep. So, like, he's in this sort of coma, I guess. But then after that, Captain Marvel is, like, this big national hero. It's like, really? Was Iron Man...
Heard an Iron Man?
Yeah. That's her, like, story arc now, is that she's, like, this celebrity almost, because after Civil War 2, I should say, Civil War 2. But that was basically it. That was, like, all that happened. The whole issue was them fighting, like, one-on-one, and then she just, like, blasts Iron Man, and he's like, and, like, we don't even know, and he's just lying on the ground, and you're like, oh, well. And then Beast's like, I don't know what to do. Let's just make this chick Iron Man. And then we'll make this chick into Wolverine and this chick into Thor, and we'll just call She-Hulk Hulk, and we'll have, like, I mean, like, enough with the chicks! It was funny, well, not funny, but I mean, it was cool. It was
funny. I
sound like a real asshole. No, it was cool, like, when they first did it, you're like, oh, all right, Lady Thor. Like, okay, I like it, it's different. And then they've done it with everybody else, and you're like, and now they have Lady Hawkeye. That's another book that I didn't like. It was the same type of thing. It was like, I'm this funny girl.
Well, Lady Hawkeye, to be fair, she was Hawkeye even in the Matt Fraction run.
Right. No, I get it. But now she has her own book, and Hawkeye doesn't.
Yeah.
Like, man, Hawkeye. But it's a different writer. It's not Matt Fraction. So it's not as good. Like, I'm, you know.
You're right. It's not as good.
Yeah.
I'll definitely agree with you there.
Dang. They caught lightning in a bottle with that Fraction run, and that was a really cool idea. And they used her really well and everything, and I loved it. But you can't just put a character and be like, well, she was good. We'll give her her own book, and we'll just have somebody else write it. I mean, I suppose you could, but they blew it this time because it's not as funny. It's the same thing. It's like joke, joke, joke. And no, there's nothing going on. Why does every comic get to be so funny now? You know?
Yeah. It's almost like when everybody started drawing like Todd McFarlane or something. They're like, well, hey, here's second string Todd McFarlane artists.
Yeah.
Here's second string Matt Fractions.
I guess so. Yeah. I mean, like, it's okay to have some of that. I don't mind. Not every book has to be like super serious, but like, you can't be so, like, you can't all be funny. They need to have some sort of in between. You need to have something that's a little more like down to earth.
And they canceled Mockingbird, which was like the perfect example of that working.
Right. Yeah. They had a good amount of humor, but it was also just written very smartly. These are just kind of dumb jokes, you know? Like, oh, I'm a superhero, but I don't really know what I'm doing, and I'm just kind of like flying by the seat of my pants here, and okay. And the cops are after me, and the bad guys are after me, and everybody wants to catch me, and I'll just get by. Every book is like that now, I feel.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Whatever. I do want to talk about one book, though, that I did like.
Yes.
I think Clay probably agrees, but Unworthy Thor is still going on, and I like that book.
Oh, yes. Very.
I think that's only 5 issues, though. So they're like halfway done. I think they're on issue 3, so. But that's a good book, and that's Jason Aaron, and it's we talked about it a few weeks ago, so whatever. But that's a good book, so you should read it. It's cool. It's like it's Man Thor. I don't know. I mean, it's so sexist.
Well, it's regular Thor. It's the guy, the real guy.
Odin's son, as they call him now, I guess. But Thor. He's looking for the hammer that was Ultimate Thor's hammer, which is still on his Earth. And he's like, oh, so I can get my own hammer. But Thanos also wants it, and there's this other guy who's, like, working for Thanos who we don't know. He's, like, shrouded in some sort of cloak, so we don't see his face, but he's a bad dude. It's probably Loki or somebody. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
But yeah,
Beta Ray Bill, one of the best Thors ever. Beta Ray Bill's
in Beta Ray Bill, yeah, he's awesome.
He is awesome.
Did Walt Simonson come up with him, or is he around?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah, he's cool. It's great to see him back. I don't know. Did I get anything else that was any good?
So, how about this Gerard Jones thing?
Yeah.
Gross.
Come on there.
Yeah.
So he put kiddie porn on YouTube?
On? How does one do that?
That's what I was going to say. Like, YouTube doesn't even allow porn. I mean, a bad, especially a bad nature. So maybe that is that how they caught him? Because they were
I guess. I don't know. I'm reading up on it here.
That's pretty messed up. I mean, any kiddie porn is messed up.
Yeah.
But, I mean, a comic artist, that's scandalous.
That's at least more than 600 child pornography files.
That's right. My God.
My computer is talking to me now.
Oh. Hello, John. Why did you look up Gerard Jones?
Sounds like it's reading. I don't know how to make this stop. Stop! Stop with the talking.
John, that's just us. They obviously... You know what's the best, too? They use the worst pictures of the guy.
Good, fuck him.
How the fuck do I get this to shut up?
So he wrote books as well.
Yeah, I remember seeing him on, like, comic book documentaries and shit.
Yeah, he's been around
Men
a long time.
Tomorrow.
And I think I have one of it. I have that book, Men of Tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah, Men of Tomorrow or whatever. Graphic child pornography. Mm.
That bums me out because John and I like to read books about comic books.
Yeah, and that was a really good book.
Yeah, well, now you're just supporting a child pornographer.
Well, that was, was back in like 2003. I was like to know. It wasn't even a YouTube back then.
I'm kidding. I've been meaning to read that book.
Well... Don't bother now. But, man, 600 files? That's a lot of shit to have.
I know. But why do you... Why would you upload them? YouTube.
I think YouTube, you could do something with some sort of private channel and make it only viewable to something. I don't know how YouTube works. I can't even upload something for more than 10 minutes, so I don't understand how it works. So
no, I think you can do more than 10 minutes now, but yeah, I think you have to be a special member or whatever. So I mean, but it's easy for them to find you, you know what I mean? Why do you have to upload it? It's gross, but like just keep it on your own computer if you want. Like
yeah. What the fuck?
Yeesh.
Anyway,
police also determined Jones allegedly traveled to London several years ago to engage in sexual conduct with an underage minor.
Oh, no.
Ugh.
Someone shoot that guy in the face.
Yeah, not good. Ah, Jesus.
I think they have, like, algorithms, though. Like, I think that's, like, crazy, like, FBI stuff. Like, they know, like, what's... They could know what's on your computer if they're investigating you. You know what I mean? It's pretty easy.
Oh, yeah.
So it might not...
You said they've been investigating him since September.
Yeah, so, I mean... I'm going to put this up. You know, it's like... They probably said that, but it might not be true. They might just know exactly everything that's on his computer.
Yeah, they probably knew since, like...
September.
Yeah, well, maybe before that. I don't know, but...
I guess you would have to have an inkling before that.
Yeah.
Start investigating someone.
Do you remember, like, in the Simpsons movie where, like, they were like, they're like, we finally caught someone! They overheard them. It's like, the government finally caught somebody! Who knows how much they know. I mean, no one listens to this podcast except maybe the government.
We can talk about it all we want. No,
yeah,
okay.
Right.
But we don't, because that's wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look at how gross it is.
Even joking about it is wrong.
No, we're not.
No,
even
no jokes.
Gerard Jones. Shoot that guy in the face. Well,
sorry to bring
thanks for bringing
down
it down, John.
No, but, you know, it's you can't not talk about it.
It's newsworthy, yes.
And I'm sure you already talked about Carrie Fisher dying.
No, we haven't talked about that yet, but I want to talk about that.
Well, today, that documentary makes its way onto HBO, so everybody should watch it.
What documentary is that?
There's a documentary with Carrie Fisher and her mom on HBO that they were going to release in the summertime, but they pushed it up to now.
Oh, yeah, I'll definitely check that out. I want to say, and I feel... Obviously, I feel bad. I've made fun of Carrie Fisher a lot on this podcast.
A hell of a lot.
A lot. And I felt bad even after I saw, like, Force Awakens. I'm like, oh, okay, you know, I mean...
Look at, she has a history of mental illness.
I think Force Awakens turned you around on her.
It did. It definitely did. I never verbalized it, I guess, but I definitely was like, oh. I mean, it was funny to me to do the voice, you know, like, obviously she doesn't even sound anything like that. Yeah. I did like the Patty and Selma voice, you know, I mean, obviously it didn't sound like that, but it was bad. I mean, Carrie Fisher obviously was like, my mom was like, I didn't know she was that popular. I'm like, mom, she was like, for my whole generation, she was like,
she was the lady.
Yeah, she was Princess Leia.
She was,
and all we did as kids was talk about Star Wars. I mean, you
can't. Here we are, 40 years later, still talking about Star Wars.
Still talking about Star Wars. So I read that she had finished her scenes for Episode 8, but now I read they may cut those.
Oh, really?
They just cut her out of the movie.
That seems weird. That seems like a
I don't know. Unless it just doesn't fit into the story or whatever, but, like, that would be horrible if they cut her. But it also, like, how do you cut her out and then not have her in Episode 9, I guess?
Mm.
Without killing her, and, you know.
Well, in the opening crawl, let's say Princess Leia changed her mind about whatever she was doing at the end of Episode 8 and decided to go on a long journey of self-discovery.
Maybe they could do a little Tarkin thing.
Yeah, that's what I figured they would probably do, is something like that, or find some alternate takes of things.
Sure.
Have, I mean, to they say you're my only hope.
It's just, it's very sad. I mean, you're right. I mean,
do the voice so well.
Yeah. They can bring back Natalie Portman. Yeah. She was so good. But anyway, no, I feel horrible. I mean, I feel bad no matter what. But I mean,
she's gonna make it, you know?
Yeah, I know. That was a weird thing, because it's like, oh, she's in critical condition, and then it's like, oh no, she's okay, and then she's dead.
It was funny.
It was horrible. I felt so bad. Ugh.
I was listening to the Franco and Art Balthazar podcast, but it was just that's what it was.
Yeah.
But it was just John Suntris and Franco, and they were like, oh, they were recording it like in a weird time. They're like, oh, what a relief, you know, Carrie Fisher's okay. And then they were talking, they were like, yeah, and her mom had to be the one that comes out and says, you know, that she's all right. Like, glad everybody's okay. And then he, like, had to splice in and say, like, we recorded this just as we heard, you know, that both of these ladies passed away. And it was, like, really sad.
Yeah, that is. It's just, man. It's so weird, though, too, because we just... I mean, right after Rogue One, and you saw her, like, the sort of computer young version of her, you know? And it's just like, oh. Oh. Wow.
I had predicted Shatner was going to be next, but he was going to die of a weird way, you know, in 2016.
Like on a horse or something?
Yeah, well, I thought, like, maybe falling in the shower or, you know, something like that.
Well, that would have been horrible.
He over to get the newspaper, and then he hits his head on something. You know, like a weird way, but nope.
Right.
Like a flux capacitor kind of thing?
Yeah. Goes over and hits his head on the toilet.
Hanging a clock?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, his wife died in the pool or whatever.
Yeah.
So,
jeez.
But one of his wives, whichever.
Yeah, it's like wife six.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, Shatner's still with us, but
yeah, thank God.
He's not. I felt bad anyway, but I felt bad because I kind of, like, I definitely had a lot of fun at Gary Fisher's expense. And I feel kind of bad.
Although, you shouldn't feel bad. You know why, Thurston? She had a good attitude about it herself. She was she was always poking fun of herself.
That's true.
She got, and her urn, like her urn was a giant Prozac pill or something like that.
Really?
Yeah.
She really was a funny, I don't think I really grasped like what a funny person she was.
I watched that Wishful Drinking a few years ago, and that was pretty good.
No, I should watch that. Maybe would.
Oh, that's a good one too. I think you would find some. You'll have some closure if you watch those two HBO things.
All right.
And you won't feel bad about making fun of her.
Well, I mean, I'll feel bad that she's dead.
Yeah. Yes, but not about making fun of her because she had the same attitude as you did about the whole thing. She thought it was awesome.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
It is pretty hilarious. I mean, like obviously she had a rough time for a few years there, but Harrison Ford is. I mean, he's so much older.
Yeah.
Like, and he's still going.
Yeah.
And like, you know, it's funny. I watched Force Awakens just the other day. It was on HBO.
I watched it yesterday, last night, as a matter of fact.
Actually, it was on yesterday. I watched it. Yeah. And Harrison Ford, not only he's moving around pretty good, and I was like, man, that guy, he broke his leg during this thing. Like, I don't know what point, but he's moving around pretty good, and I can barely get out of bed in the morning. What's up with that?
I think you need a Calista Flockhart in your life, then.
Maybe I did. Yeah, right.
Keep you young and spry.
I guess.
Although she's not really a spring chicken now either.
No, but she was pretty young when they got together. Mm. Harrison Ford's been old since like the 90s.
Since Air Force One.
That's right. Get off my plane! But like, I mean, it's pretty amazing. He's still moving around pretty good. Maybe he just does a lot of yoga or something. I don't know. But
I think he works out a lot.
Maybe it's Calista Flockhart. Who knows? But yeah, I would have predicted that, you know, Harrison Ford, he's pretty old, you know. Out of that group, the Star Wars clan, I don't know, I guess if you want to throw James Earl Jones in there, he's pretty old, but
yeah.
Chewy.
Yeah, he has trouble getting around now, right?
Yeah, he does. That's why he only did the sitting down scenes.
Yeah,
I'm surprised they had him on set. Although I guess, like, not that I wouldn't want him to be involved. It just,
I know it's like, anyone can play him.
Yeah,
really. Yeah.
You just need a tall guy that can like move his head around a little bit. Do you like? Yeah.
Well, I guess
Force Awakens
extras. They said, you know, oh well, he told me like what stuff, you know, Chewie would react to and how to.
Yeah, I think it's like consulting.
Yeah. More than.
Same thing with what's his name? R2-D2 there.
Kenny Baker.
Kenny Baker.
Yeah. I think he didn't. He was kind of. He died too. I guess I don't want to say. I guess I discounted him, but he also passed away.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, he wasn't in the thing, but he sort of. Not that R2-D2 did much anyway in this movie, so.
No, he just kind of had a sheet pulled off of him and then.
Yeah.
Projected
him out.
Yeah.
He was taking a nap pretty much through the whole movie.
It was pretty, I mean, that was a little, I watched it yesterday, I was like, I mean, I wish there was some other, just one little thing that made R2 come to life. Like, something BB-8 could have done. Just so it wasn't, I guess, are we supposed to believe the Force brought him back or something?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I guess.
Force Awakens.
I mean, even if BB-8, like, pressed a button or something. Or did something to get him to come back instead of just taking the sheet off, and then it's like, hey!
But then he just still sat there until the end.
Right,
of the movie.
That's true. The sheet was earlier in the movie. Yeah. I mean, I guess it was the Force.
Yep, gotta be the Force.
Gotta be the Force, man. Well,
I want to say something again about Rogue One here for a second about the R2-D2 and C-3PO scene.
Please.
I think it would have made more sense to have their cameo. On the Tantive, what is it? Tantive 4? The blockade runner.
Right.
At the end. They should have just been in the hallway when the guys were running away from Vader and they were like, launch the ship, and like they were there, and he could have been like, oh, you know.
Yeah.
Instead of like, where'd they go?
So how did they get there?
About that cameo kind of bugged me. That was a much better place for it in the movie than where they used it.
Yeah, if they just put it a little bit later in the. I mean, they didn't really need it, but it was nice to have. But yeah, they probably didn't. They should have been showing them on the ship. The end really raced I mean, it's great. I mean, that whole part, like we said, like last half hour, 20 minutes, half hour is really, really good.
Yes.
But, like, yeah, it really was, it was quick. I kind of almost wish, because then, like, Darth Vader seems like, not, I know it's a movie, like, made 30, whatever, 40 years earlier.
40 years, it's the 40th anniversary this year.
That's right, that's right.
A long
time. But, like,
time.
Darth Vader gets on the Tantive there, or whatever, and he's like, where's the ambassador? Like, what's going on?
Hey, yeah.
Well, you, like, don't know how long he's been chasing after them and stuff.
Well, I guess...
Maybe he was real fucking tired and annoyed that he keeps pulling over the wrong blockade runner ship.
Right.
All
right,
yeah. So,
like, follow that taxi cab, like, into New York City, yeah. And there's 10 yellow taxis.
They just 10 blockade runners?
It could
Is
be.
Is it you? But shouldn't he know that... No, I don't want to get into this bullshit.
No, get into it. I want you
no,
to.
No, I... You gotta...
How come he can sometimes feel Princess Leia, like... You know, because that's his daughter.
Yeah. When did he feel her before?
How come he didn't go, oh, yeah, I know you.
He didn't pick up on it until Luke Skywalker.
I guess he didn't even know he had a daughter until Return of the Jedi. Right.
Yeah, so.
Because Luke's thoughts betrayed him.
Yeah.
The Force works in mysterious ways.
That's true. Just like when Spock died.
When Spock died?
Yep, hell of a thing when Spock died.
Oh.
That's not how the
Force
works.
Now you're crossing over into Star Trek.
I know, I'm mixing my metaphors.
Oh, jeez. My too many references.
You're like my sister. My sister, who's known me my entire life, and Star Trek and Star Wars are such pervasive things in the culture. She still doesn't know the difference.
That's almost impressive, actually.
Impressive.
Most impressive.
Oh, can I say, I have this one other Star Wars thing to say. Stacy got me one of the best gifts ever for Christmas.
Yeah?
Star Wars Battleship. We played last night.
Nice.
Yeah. That is an awesome game. Oh, Battleship. Oh, I thought you meant the Xbox.
Battlefront.
That happened Star Wars Battleship. Too, I was talking about Battlefront. You thought I was talking about something else.
I'm sorry, yeah, no, Battlefront. So, like, what do they have, like, Star Destroyers and Millennium Falcons?
Yeah,
and stuff?
It's Force Awakens version. So, like, the Star Destroyer is called the Finalizer, and then they have, like, the, what would have been Darth Vader shuttles, Kylo Ren shuttle, and, yes, Millennium Falcon. Tantive IV is the big ship on the Rebel side. There's a Slave One, you know, it's cool. But nice. When I used to have one in the 90s that was a talking one, and then when you hit a dark side, when you hit an Empire ship or like sank it, it knew and it said impressive.
Nice.
And then like the Rebel side would say stay on target. It was pretty cool, the talking one. But I'll have to try to find that one on eBay or something.
Yeah, I know. That's pretty cool.
But this one doesn't talk, but it's still very cool.
I got the Topps trading card book that shows that has a little bit of the history of the Topps trading cards, and then has reprints of the front and back and in all of them. And
oh, nice. To make
the guy that did all the captions gives sort of like a little running commentary on them.
Really?
That's pretty fucking cool. Yeah, and it was only, I don't remember, you can get it on Kindle for, I don't know, it's ridiculously cheap, like $10 or something.
Oh, wow.
Like 40 billion pages in it. It's awesome.
Seriously?
What? And the actual printed book comes with a little, like, 5-card set.
Wow. Just, like, random cards, or is it? Just
random cards from the series. So, like, the first book covers Star Wars, or A New Hope, and the second one covers Empire. So I got those two. And there's a Jedi one, but I think I have a complete run of the Jedi cards, so I'm not sure I even need the book.
Oh, so really? The book is just about Star Wars.
I went through my garage and found this giant stash of old Star Wars cards last year and kind of sorted through them.
But, I mean, the book still gives you the...
Yeah, I could get the book, too, but, you know, just saying.
I have some of them somewhere. I don't know where they went, but I definitely have some of those cards lying around. There were so many different versions, you know, but the borders were different colors.
They would release, you know, this is series one for A New Hope, and then this is series two, because, like just people were like, I need more Star Wars in my life, and they,
people are still saying that.
Yeah, I am saying that.
Here we are, yep, 40 years later.
Remember when we went to Comic-Con for the first time in San Diego, and it was the 30th anniversary? That's how fucking long ago it's been since we went to Comic-Con.
It's true. 10 years. But, like, even then, it was kind of like, well, all right. We never thought we'd see a Force Awakens. I never thought I would see another movie, or two more.
Yeah.
I kind of just
expected... One more for the rest, every year for the rest of our lives.
Yeah, right. I kind of expected Lucas to just keep re-releasing them.
Yeah. Just what he was starting to do there when he put Phantom Menace out in 3D.
Yeah.
And I went to see
it. I saw it like a chump.
Yeah, I'm just going to say the same thing. And that was when I truly realized I hated that movie. Because I'm watching it, and for the first, like, 20 or 30 minutes, I'm like, oh, this isn't bad. I don't know why it's got such a reputation. And then there's that part where they go to Coruscant, and they're talking to Terrence Stamp, and I was like, this movie is boring and long, and... Oh, it's still got like another 4 hours left.
4 hours. You're nicer than What's me. Up? Like when I remember seeing it in 3D, and when the first two lines of the opening crawl, I was like, you know what? If I didn't know this, I'd be like, what are they talking about? Ugh. It's so like so lame.
Let's do a commentary track like all those other podcasts do for all the Star Wars.
Oh,
films.
We should.
Yeah.
And by the way,
won't be any informative stuff on there, but it'll be
no, awesome. No, not at all. It'll be just us complaining.
I wanted to look up the Star Wars battleship, and there's an episode one version.
Oh,
episode one. What do they have? This lame, Naboo ship.
Maul is on the is on the box.
Hey, are the Nemoidians named after Leonard Nimoy?
I don't know. We'll have to get the commentary.
Recently, I was like, "Is that a thing?"
Maybe it is.
Well, I would look it up, but
your computer will talk to you.
My computer might just start talking to me.
John, I'll tell you about the Nemoidian.
Let's see.
That would be a nice little cross Star Trek Star Wars thing.
Yeah.
Anyways,
to replace my original battleship's only like $20. I think I'm gonna do it. Because it's the one that it having a talk is like definitely the best, but maybe I'll just go crazy and get the episode one version.
No, don't do that, please.
I don't know if I would do that, but hey, it's your money.
But what if there's a Jar Jar ship?
That thing with the shield, that thing that walked around. And,
oh yeah, the bubble.
Yeah, the bubble. I like how John has... I mean, a few years ago, if Brian was like, I want to get the episode one battleship, you'd be like, yeah, man, get on
it.
Yeah,
do it. It was funny because when I went to see the movie with him a few weeks ago, and we stopped in at his work, which is essentially just a giant, like, nerd... Like if a giant nerd walked in there and just nerdgasm all over the place, it would be that store. It was just filled with junk. And, And junk, I mean, I don't mean junk, but, you know.
Yeah, I
junk,
know.
You know, just crap that nerds do. So,
right. Crap.
Sorry, I'm like, Clay sending me a link here.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, buy it, Clay. Do it.
Buy this?
Yeah, buy it. It's
episode
awesome.
One Trade Federation model?
Yeah.
You should
How much
it.
Is it? How much is this thing?
$2.99.
$2.99. How big is it, though? It's tiny, right? They only show the...
I don't know. Yeah,
it's small. Small. It's gotta be small. For $2.99?
Great for dioramas.
He was trying to get me to buy stuff. I could tell that he was sort of wanting to return the favor, and I was like, nah, that's alright.
I'm back.
A million things.
Sorry, I got cut off there for a second, but I got the end of the story.
Oh, I stopped the story because I was looking at this model trying to figure out what the size is on it.
Oh, so that's that ship, the droid ship?
Yeah.
Is that what that is?
Doesn't, let's see. Is there any sort of description on this?
Nope.
All right, now add to card.
I didn't think you were going to actually buy it.
I'm not gonna, but yeah, I want to just... No. All right, am I?
Yeah, you are. Now Clay is trying to get you to buy stuff.
I just might buy it just to spite you, Clay.
Yeah. I'll do it just to see the look on your face.
Yeah.
And I'm smiling.
A text and say, I'll be holding it, I'll send you a picture, and I'll be like, fucking fist me, buddy.
Yeah. I can't wait. The nice headlights thing is I'm winning that game.
I know.
That joke never gets old.
You're doing God's work, sir.
I'm winning that game. I'm definitely way ahead of Josh.
Yeah, you are.
So. It's true. Josh has an excuse.
He's slow.
Well, he's busy.
Now I'm just like writing NHL.
I know. Hashtag NHL.
It's like a hockey game?
Yeah.
Very well. All right. Well, go ahead and you buy your stupid droid ship from that stupid movie.
But talk about comic books. Excuse me. Just for one last time here on the podcast.
Excuse me.
Please.
Star Wars number 26 is another, like, let's read from the Journal of Obi-Wan.
Right.
And there's, like, a cool story about Yoda. So
yeah, this one's all about Yoda.
Little Yoda adventure.
And it's got a Qui-Gon, speaking of Phantom Menace, it's got a little Qui-Gon cameo there.
Yes.
So
enjoy that, what I just sent.
Oh.
Did you make that?
Yeah, I did.
That should be the cover for the old podcast. The nice trench run. Nice headlights.
Hey, there we go. I just added in the stars digitally, and I removed the stands that they're on.
Nice.
Thank you very much.
Looks like he's passing the port where he has...
Yeah, he's just about to... Or he already shot it, and he's like, gotta go.
I think this is kind of like he's going to take a nap. He already shot it into the hole.
Shot it. Done.
But that's Darth Vader's TIE Interceptor, and why is he still there?
Whoa. Now Durson's getting caught up in the cannon.
Well, if you really look, it's not in a trench either, because there's no sidewall. So look, you're gonna, you know.
They're just flying around. I think you guys are overanalyzed.
Well, I'm the one that made it, so of course I'm gonna.
Oh, I get it. This is from Rogue One. This isn't from Episode 4. That's fine. Okay, cool.
Yeah,
I get it.
Yeah.
Sure.
That's not even Red 5. That's Red Leader right there. You can't see the markings.
That's Red Fox.
Yeah, that's Red Fox. Yeah.
I watched. I had to watch all the Family Guy. They're all Netflix. All the Family Guy Star Wars.
Yes.
Red Fox.
Very well.
Man,
there was something I read. I don't like. We're getting really nerdy now, but like they. I
know. Now you're gonna have to put these things up somewhere because now people are gonna be like, "What? What's going on?"
No, I'm gonna talk about it. Yeah, I'll put them up.
And,
you should send it. You should email it to me actually, though, or text me. So because I don't know, it's always a pain in the ass to get it through here.
Don't tell me what to do.
Just email it to me.
Red October, standing by.
So. Oh, like, apparently,
I keep sending that twice, sorry.
Red button.
I send it twice to Durson.
It's okay. So Red 5 actually dies in Rogue One, someone told me.
Yes.
Yeah. That was why Luke is Red 5.
Opening the slot for Luke to become Red 5, which is pretty cool. Considering he was just this dude they found on a farm.
Yeah.
And suddenly he's like, they're like, get in there.
Simply Red, standing by.
Well, I haven't watched that in forever.
It's so good.
All right. Well, what do you say? You got anything else? Any other comic books you want to chat about?
No.
Okay. No. Big thumbs down to G.I. Joe number one. I want to love it. I went in there to the comic book store and I said I had already bought my stuff. Then I turned back in and I was like, ugh. I heard there was a new G.I. Joe. And then Matt got it for me. And I was like, he's like, do you want the retailer one for like, you know, $7? I was like,
you're like, give me retailer. I want it.
No, that's okay. And I even got a coffee stain on this.
So you can't even sell it.
And I don't even care. And then I was like, I don't think I'm going to like this, but here's my money. I'm buying it anyways.
Well.
You know,
so you're gonna kick that kink on the street or whatever the.
I'm gonna kick that skank. I'm gonna buy it. I have to have every G.I. Joe comic in my life.
Wait, you're gonna keep buying it?
Oh yeah, I have to. Have to.
What?
Have to. It's G.I. Joe, man.
But you just told you hate it. And
I
you're
know. I have to
you
give it a chance.
I know I have a problem, and knowing is half the battle.
I have to give it a chance. I have to give it a chance, and I don't know.
All right, no, I understand giving it a chance, but like, what if you really don't like it? Like, What if you get about 5 issues in and you're like, man,
well,
what
I didn't like that last series. I have all those, but I didn't like that either.
So, oh, boy.
I want to just have a complete
like,
run.
I don't like RoboCop 3, but I still have a copy of it, so yeah, I get it.
Well, did they sell like a 3?
Yeah, it came in a set, yeah. But I was trying to make Clay feel better about it.
Oh, okay, good. Thanks. That's nice of you.
Well, I don't feel bad.
I mean, Clay's a completist.
I want to have a complete run of G.I. Joe.
I've done that with things, I guess. But usually I just sell shit on eBay if I don't.
Which like, I recently bought all expanded to Devil's Do and Image versions of G.I. Joe, which I haven't bought any yet, but I know I'm going to get them. Just want to have all the G.I. Joe comics.
Oh.
Sorry.
Everything fell over.
My microphone fell over.
I think that's a good way to end the show.
Ooh.
Later, you fucks.
All right. Well, thanks for listening, everybody. Don't buy G.I. Joe number one. Yeah, we'll talk to you soon. Thanks, John and Clay, and may the fourth with you.
Adios, assholes.
Adios, assholes. There's not a man today who's gonna take me away from my guy. What you say? There's not a man today who's gonna take me away from my guy. Tell him again. There's not a man today who could take me away from my guy. Hey!
Crap that nerds do.